Finally, let's take the functions that you wrote in helpers.py and bring them to a web application. You'll implement a file called index.html by doing the following things. Inside of index.html, you'll find a body block, which will contain the body of a web page, inside of which you'll want to add a form. Inside that form, you'll want to eventually send the data from that form in a post request to the route /compare of our web application. Inside of the form, you'll want to let the user choose two files, file 1 and file 2, which they'll upload to your web application, in addition to choosing an algorithm for how they want to compare those files, either comparing by lines, or comparing by sentences, or comparing by substrings. And if the user chose to compare two files based on substrings, you'll also want to let the user specify a length, n, for what size substring to compare when looking at the two files. Finally, at the bottom of the form, you'll want to add a button that lets the user submit the form to your web application. So what will that actually look like? Index.html is going to look something like this. You'll see that we've extended the layout.html template and also given you the block body, which will define the body of the index.html page. Your code for your form in HTML is going to be located between the block body line and the end block line, so that when index.html is rendered, whatever is in between there goes into the body of the web page that gets displayed to the user. So what actually goes inside of the body? Well, you'll want to insert a form, which you can create by using angled bracket form to create a form tag, which will define a form that the user can use in order to specify what files they want to upload and what algorithm they want to use in order to compare those files. But just saying form isn't enough. Recall that in HTML, we're able to specify HTML attributes, where tags can have attributes that look something like this, where after the tag name, you specify an attribute name, equal sign, and then the value of that attribute in order to configure the tag to behave in a particular way. In the case of our form, we're going to need a couple of these attributes in order to make sure the form behaves as expected. In particular, the form's action attribute is going to need to be /compare, because that's where we want the data from the form to be sent to, the /compare route. We'll also need to specify an ENC type, or encoding type, for how we want to encode the data. And in this case, we'll need to use multipart /form data, because that's the necessary encoding type we'll need in order to submit files to our web application. And finally, we'll need a method attribute, in this case post, because we'll want to use the post request method in order to send our data to the web application. Then in between the form tags will be all of the input fields, the places where users can input the information that they want to send when they submit the form. So how are you going to create those input fields? Well, every input field can be created by using an input tag in square brackets in HTML. Each one of those input tags is going to need a name attribute so that our web application is able to look at those input fields based on their name and extract what their values are. In particular, those names should be file 1 for the first file, file 2 for the second file, algorithm for choosing which algorithm to use to compare those files, and then length, if it's in the case of substrings, trying to define how long the substrings should be that eventually should be compared by your algorithm. In addition to a name attribute, you'll also want to give each input field a type attribute in order to determine what type of information the user is submitting when they're submitting the form. Possible types are file, if the user is submitting a file, radio, if the user is checking a radio button where the user can select one of a number of possible options, or a number, if the user is submitting a number input in the input field of the form. So you'll need to figure out, for each of the input tags you use, what type it should have. And then finally, in the case of the algorithm, each input field is also going to need a value attribute in order to determine which algorithm specifically that input field is referring to. And in this case, the algorithm attribute might be lines, in the case of comparing based on lines in common, could be sentences, or it could be substrings. So make sure that your input fields have all of the required attributes that they'll need in order to be processed correctly by the web server. Finally, at the bottom of your form, you'll need a submit button. And that could look something like this, a button tag whose type is submit to submit the form, inside of which is whatever text you want displayed on the button, in this case, compare, or it could be something else of your choosing. After that, you'll have a finished form whereby users can compare two files, pick an algorithm, and upload them to a web application, which will then display how closely related or how similar those two files actually are.